Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
We're expecting a mostly cloudy day in the Champaign-Urbana area. A few flurries today with a high of 26. It's 22 on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are expected to be steady with a weak tone and possibly $1 per hundredweight lower as packer needs get filled. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower with tops from $36 to $39. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, February 26th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,009 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $45 to $58. The weighted average was $55.37, a loss of $1.24 for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.56 to $46, the weighted average $44.09. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,360. The base price range was $45 to $62.87, the weighted average $59.17, a gain of 9 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.34 to $45.66, the weighted average $41.78. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, we forecasts have backed off a little bit on the precipitation across northern Brazil over the next week or so, and that will help to bring a little better weather for the maturation and harvest progress in that area. Some areas will remain just a little bit too wet, but most of the nation's summer crop in Brazil will weather the situation favorably. Dryness from southern Paraguay into Rio Grande do Sul and Uruguay will be satisfactorily eased during the Thursday through Saturday period, and that should restore favorable crop development. Crop stress in the region failed to last very long enough to seriously impact production potentials, and Argentina's weather will continue favorable for most summer crops. Dryness may prevail in northeastern Santa Fe and Corrientes, but most areas will have favorable moisture, including Cordoba, which is one of the most important production areas in the region. South Africa's crop weather remaining largely favorable, although some pockets of dryness will prevail in far west and in the extreme east for a little while longer. The bulk of summer crops in South Africa are adequately moist and poised for ongoing good yield potential. Australia's summer crops, the harvest will advance a little more swiftly after this week's showers diminish. No crop quality issues or extended harvest delays have occurred recently. And China's rapeseed conditions remain unchanged. Seasonal warming in March should stimulate crop improvement there. For the U.S., and haven't talked much about the wheat situation lately, so dry to mild conditions occurred over the U.S. hard red wheat country yesterday and early this morning. High temperatures limited to the 40s and 50s. Lows this morning, mostly teens, with teens and 20s north and 20s and 30s south. Not much change is expected to the weather there. Hard red wheat areas are not expecting much in the way of meaningful precipitation for the next week to 10 days, Sunday and Monday. And again, midweek next week will produce the greatest coverage of rain and snow, but resulting amounts will still be too light for a meaningful change in soil conditions there. And as far as the corn and soybean areas of the U.S. Southern sections, southern and southeastern areas in the Delta, starting to get ready for field work, but topsoils are just too wet there. And in the south, snow showers do dot the Tennessee Valley and the southern Appalachians, while showers and thunderstorms linger across southern Florida at this hour. Southeastern pastures and winter grains continue to benefit from recent reductions in drought coverage and intensity, but cool, windy conditions are temporarily slowing crop growth there. And in some areas of the southeast, again, that wet topsoil is slowing the spring field work. As far as the Corn Belt, snow showers continue downwind of the Great Lakes. Recent storms have left at least a half a foot of snow on the ground in a broad swath from Iowa and through Michigan. Greater depths than a foot are located around Dubuque, Iowa, Madison, Wisconsin, and Muskegon, Michigan. On the plains, dry weather prevails. Chilly conditions linger across the eastern plains. Mild weather is returning to the high plains. And on the southern high plains, drought-stressed winter grains have been adversely affected by the recent situation of the rapid temperature fluctuations, occasional high winds, and the topsoil moisture shortages. as well as the local wildfires. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baesdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is just around the corner. We'll see you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th. Registration kicks off at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. Among the speakers, Dan Bossi of Ag Resource in Chicago and Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 1307 and a quarter, up 50. Last trade down 61 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 1245, up 48 and a half. Last trade down 132 and a half. July, 1165, up 28 and a half. Last trade down 135. March corn opened at 530 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade down 12 and a half. July, 555 and a half, down three quarters. Last trade down 13. December, 556, down a half. Last trade down 11 and three quarters. March beans opened at 1469 and a quarter, up two and a half. Last trade down 19 and three quarters. July, 1498, up a half. Last trade down 19. And November, 1427, unchanged. Last trade down 23. March soybean meal opened at 372.70, up 150. Last trade down 680. March soybean oil opened at 64.27, unchanged. Last trade down 45. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
It was a very interesting overnight session. We traded in a $2 range. I suppose more of the same today?
Well, looking at yesterday and previous trading sessions and then last night, much more of the same. I can't see as to how it's going to get a whole lot different. Better or worse, who knows, but different, I guess, is the buzzword there. So, yeah, I can't see that volatility is going to slack off anytime soon.
There's been some talk in the last few days wondering whether or not the top is in, especially in the corn market, if, and this is a big if, of course, we have a decent planting season and a good growing season.
Yeah. Well, there's so much, there's so much uncertainty left to talk about or to be discussed on what this next crop will look like, starting with acres, which, you know, maybe we'll have a little better look at come the end of March. But then, you know, that leads right into planting and either planting delays or planting timeliness, leading right into summer weather. And so, I mean, from a fundamental, surely fundamental standpoint in the corn market or soybean market, and wheat for that matter too, there's a lot to left played out. And so it's pretty tough to say the top's in corn, beans, or wheat, especially given the volatility that we've seen in the last few days.
At December corn at 556, what do you think that translates into in terms of acreage?
I would say that translates into big acre numbers. If November beans weren't at where'd they close at this morning again, Dave?
1427.
There you go, 1427. So if November beans weren't at 14 and a quarter.
Well, actually 1404 for the close.
Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, either way, right there at $14 versus $5.50 corn, that draws a lot of question, and then makes you really push the pencil on what costs look like, and for one crop over the other. And so it really leaves a question mark out there. And I think there's a lot of guys. In fact, I talked to a person yesterday, a seed guy yesterday, that made the comment that he thought that there was 10% left decided acreage wise where they were going, and they don't have a clue yet. He said that was his opinion. So. And I can't help but agree with him, because it's a tough decision when you look at it from a farmer perspective, just because there's a great opportunity in both crops. One just costs more than the other. So definitely have to consider all of that.
Is there anything, technically speaking, that you're looking at that would give you a early advance indication that the battle for acres is over?
No, I don't think that there's anything from a technical, fundamental, from any perspective. You know, I've joked about this before, Dave, and that is that the best marketing plan I've ever found is hindsight, and it's just too bad that we can't use it. But nonetheless, as true as that is, I think that, you know, when a person looks at it, you have to look at it from a risk management standpoint, and that is to, if the price today is good and it pays you good profit to either price corn or soybeans, then you have to do that and look at the profit you're taking in as opposed to the risk you're fording off. So that's the importance in volatile markets like this.
Thank you much, Vince. Have a grand day.
And you do the same, Dave.
Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois, and he joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.